We pray that they will receive the honor.
The ceremony opened with a prayer and ended with a moment of silence. Standing in front of the Purple Heart Memorial in the Naval and Military Park, surrounded by numerous veterans, Congressman Brian Higgins told the story of an effort which began 8 years ago by a group of local veterans who wanted to ensure some of their fallen comrades would be forever remembered.
And with proof in hand, we submitted the names of 280 Western New York Vietnam War veterans killed in action to the National Purple Heart Hall of Honor.
Jack Michael, a U.S. Marine and Vietnam veteran, led that group effort. He pointed out that the names added to the Hall of Honor are among more than 500 on the local Vietnam Memorial Wall, located just a few yards away from the Purple Heart Memorial. The other names on that wall, Michael said, could one day be added to the Hall of Honor as well.
Congressman Higgins' office, through Wal Cook and all his helpers, are working on the rest. Mostly it's just finding the records of 350,000 John Smiths. So hopefully this will take place as the years go by.
The induction of these 280 names of local fallen Vietnam veterans represents, according to officials, the largest number of names submitted to the Hall of Honor at once. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.